Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I
Good, how are you?
am here. Good to see you. I mean, hear
Well,
you.
yeah.
See you, hear you.
My name is Trina. I'm from an Irish radio station called Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. So
Love it.
play Anastasia all the time.
I know. I really appreciate that. I'm glad I'm part of the classics. I think it's hilarious that I'm part of the classics as well. I don't feel classic, but after 25 years, I guess you have to get put in that category now.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm kind of glad in a way that this is radio. You wouldn't believe what happened. So I've arrived home. It's 6:40-ish in the evening. And for all our listeners, I've just arrived home, having been to the beauty salon, getting a spray tan. So I'm currently talking to Anastasia from my attic, and I have no bra on.
All right, well, you know what, girl? I don't have a bra on either.
Because the girl told me if I put the bra back on, my fake tan will be ruined.
No, girl, don't worry about me. I came swinging into this interview.
I'm literally tripping up over myself, so if I fall mid-interview, you'll know where I've gone.
That's all good.
So look, we're so looking forward to having you around. You're so down to earth, so I knew that you wouldn't mind me saying that I'm interviewing you with no bra on. Coming to Dublin, I mean, obviously not the first time you've been here, but I mean, the first show was sold out. You've had to go and add another blooming show.
I know. We are very happy about our popularity with the Dublin music community. They happen to go, tickets on sale, we're getting them. Like it's usually the first place that sells out, I have to say, so far in the last few years. And I think they kind of knew, because they did have a in-case one that would have been a day off if we didn't have another show. But lucky for me, there's another show and it's selling out as well.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, your first hit, I guess, was really kind of the thing that kicked it off for you. And back in 1999, that is the year that I started working in radio. Your music was the first songs I was playing in my career, and we're both still at it.
Oh my.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
I've become an adult, well, kind of. I've become an adult
Yeah,
on your
I've taught
music.
you many hard knocks with my lyrics.
Yeah. There's something that we all try to master in karaoke, and that is Anastasia, and it just seems impossible. Were you always able to sing those really high notes, or was that practice over time?
I hate to say it was never practice. It is there. And it just was, I guess, the way I wrote my songs, I was capable of singing lower and I was capable of, and I think just the producers were like, oh, great, wonderful. She gave us an ad lib that went, whoa. And so that's what ended up becoming the songs was as we were writing them. And then I'd get in the studio, I would interpret the song, try to give good versions, try to feel like I'm feeling the lyrics. And then when it was ad lib time, there she goes, she's off.
Yeah.
You know, it was always like the bridge had to be like, you know, it had to be something that was gonna put the hands in the air. Because I like my songs to build and also to sometimes to come out with a punch, especially when they're up tempo. But no, I really have, I've never been to a vocal teacher or anything, but what I've noticed as I've gotten older is when I had time off back in the day, I would never sing until the tour would happen. I'm not a big singer in my house or, you know, I don't sing in the car or anything like that. You know, I can enjoy it, but I like to listen more than sing myself. And nowadays, going on tour, I realize I need to start to sing this show and keep the muscle strong before I hit the stage because it's, you know, she's out of commission for 3 months or 5 months. She gets out of shape just like our biceps and our other parts.
Yeah.
So it is a muscle. And when I was younger, as we all were, it was easier to stay fit, you know, easier to feel you could stay all night and drink. All those things are part of your ability to do that because your genetics weren't ripped out from you as a woman and torn apart with menopause.
Oh, come
So,
here. I was going to talk to you about
yeah.
that as well.
Oh,
Because I have
girl, bring
another
it on.
admission.
No bras and menopause.
I
It
have another
matches.
admission to make, right? The press
Yeah,
team that are listening
we should
in
call this
are going to be like,
segment No bras and menopause.
No bras and menopause. This is what we're all about. Well, can I also make another admission? Another reason why I'm sitting here with no bra on is because of the brain fog and the fact that I completely forgot that I was going to be speaking to Anastasia tonight until about 5 minutes ago. And that is brain fog. People listening in today, that is brain fog.
And I have to tell you, it's part of our menopause because sometimes when you get a spray tan, young lady, we don't even want to put on clothes. Girl, you know, we like that. So I like when a man in the store I don't like when he calls me ma'am. I like when he calls me miss. So I always, you know, let him know, call me miss, please. But when you get a spray tan, you don't want to put on clothes because then you're going to look and you have all those marks. Yeah. So I get it, girl.
But what about me forgetting that you were going to be on the show? That's complete and utter brain fog. I mean, are you having brain fog where you forget lyrics or anything like that?
All the time. Like, okay. I thought I was having early dementia. So before I realized I was in full menopause, all the side effects I was having, besides the normal one you hear all the time, which is the hot flashes, I actually found them funny because they come out of nowhere, and the amount of inferno you feel, you have to keep on saying, "Oh, is it hot in here? Oh my God, I'm having a hot flash." Like, you cannot stop telling people. It's you're just, this words just come out of you, and you have to stand up, and you have, "Oh, I need a, can you give me that napkin?" There's a, "Oh, whew," you know, like, "Let me have that flyer." Oh, and then it, you know, does fade. But all the rest of the side effects, which was brain fog quite early, I was quite into, also I was getting really horrible migraines. I got a frozen shoulder. I ended up having palpitations. I gained weight, like so many things that I kind of, like the frozen shoulder I never heard about. The palpitations, I had already gotten that fixed by an ablation when I had SVT, which was my heart condition. So I was like, oh my God, that came back. So many side effects to menopause. And I don't say this to scare women. I say this to empower women to go and start checking your hormones earlier than you expect, because you want to be balanced and you shouldn't have to feel like you're exhausted or you can't think about this. And going on hormones early, they have bioidenticals, they have other things to help you, cortisol and so many things that are going to help your brain as our body shifts into this phase because we're no longer baby makers.
Yeah. Who knew we were going to end up talking about the menopause? We always do. Ladies, you know, of our age, we always end up talking
about
that.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, listen, Oprah's talking about it, so I think we're in good company.
So if you do forget any lyrics on stage, anybody's going to see Anastasia, help her out.
That was actually way before menopause happened. So I think that is part of, if I lose track of where I'm at or something distracts me, it can happen. And then I stop because I'm live anyway. And I'll be like, okay, can't do that. Sorry, guys. Just had a little moment. Because I know they know the words.
Well, we know them all,
You know.
But actually, you know, it is funny that when you say about the brain fog and stuff, but when it comes to music and lyrics, you remember lyrics from like when you were a kid. It's the one thing that always stays in our memory.
It really is. But I have to say, there have been plenty of songs that I thought I knew the lyrics to. And then when you find out that they weren't even close, you're quite embarrassed because you've been singing it that way your whole life.
Oh, like We Are Family, there's a lyric in there. Just let me staple the vicar. Just let me staple the vicar, which is not that lyric at all. Just let me staple the vicar.
I thought that R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. I had no idea that she spelled it again. I just never knew what she was saying. I was like, oh, she spelled it twice. That's so clever.
Oh. Super. Do you know, 25 years on, what's going to happen now next with Anastasia when you wrap up this tour?
25 years on, if I'm 100 and I can still sing, like Tony Bennett is up there looking amazing, good on me. But I really do pray that that's not going to be my go-to, because I just feel like I want to enjoy getting senile, not on stage, not in front of a huge crowd. I'd like to go senile with a couple of appearances, a random one, but not touring. It would definitely be like, probably not.
Yeah. Because what do you get up to? Like, what's your thing? What are your hobbies and that? What do you do when you're not Anastasia, pop star?
When I'm home, which I don't get to do very often when I'm abroad, I call my hotel my hometel, but it often doesn't have a kitchen. And I don't really prefer people to come into my room every day because I find I have to put my own things where they are so that I can remember putting them back. So I can sleep in the same sheets for 3 days. I do it at home and I can actually use the same towel because I went into the shower dirty, but I came out clean.
I know, that's where we're going to differ. Sorry, Anastasia, that's where we're going to differ. The towels, I have to wash the towels after one use. The sheets can stay on the bed, but the towels have to be washed.
Is it because of your spray tan?
Possibly. Well, the sheets will definitely be destroyed after this spray tan, I can tell you.
Yeah, you are. I will say, if there is a makeup from my stage or whatever, yeah, I do feel like that. But being that I'm at home, or being if it was, because I, you know, I'll wash my face, and that will be a different situation because I wash my face, do all the stuff before I go into the shower. So predominantly, it's just for, you know, cleaning just life off of my body. And I don't find, if I did it right, my towel is pretty clean. So if I find that there is stuff on it, but I do appreciate the hygiene you have, yes, young lady.
I find myself going.
I know you can't see me. Being okay with the second towel use.
Yeah. I love that you're calling me young throughout this interview. You can't see me. I'm 44 years of age and I'm just delighted that anybody has called me young.
But your young, adorable energy you started with by being so open and honest is so angelic. You're a young lady.
Oh, and you know what? I never get a spray tan, but it's just because I'm going to an event.
Yes, the spray tan and the angelicness. You're going to always be a young lady to me.
Come here, can I ask you while you're on with us, because we are the home of the 80s and the 90s and all this great music, of course, all Anastasia music as well, throughout the noughties too. Who is your kind of, if you were to go to a concert, who would be the artist?
In the noughties?
80s, or 90s or noughties, general. Yeah.
You know, I would say the 80s were still kind of like, I still liked classic rock, and I could call that like the Eagles, because it was kind of what I listened to on radio, but also it was Janet Jackson kind of in the 90s, early 90s. It was Janet Jackson and it was Celine and it was Mariah, yeah, because their voices and their vibes were so cool. I don't know that I was really affected by Madonna, because I thought she was like way cooler than I could ever be. So I was like, I can't even pull off those outfits. So I thought she was really awesome, but there's no way I could have attempted that. And then Celine, Mariah, and Janet, it was just like, I like them. They could be on my list of put in another CD and make your party mix.
Yeah, the range of voices they had as well. They do have the diva label though, which I don't think you have that label. I can't imagine you actually having a fit or something if a rider wasn't complete, or, you know, it's just not you. You're not that kind of girl.
I'm not that kind of girl. It's very true. And see, I'm still calling myself girl. So there you go. I'm not that kind of menopause. It just doesn't work. Menopause. Yeah, it just doesn't have the same ring. I'm not that kind of geriatric. No, no. We need to call ourselves girls because we're girls. We started off as girls. We'll stay girls. And, well, maybe not all of us, but...
That's a whole other interview. Whole other interview.
A whole another interview.
Tell me this much. How's your health been?
You know, my health has been lovely. As far as cancer, it's, you know, back window. Nothing's gone on in any way. You know, just had my skin checked and so far everything's fine on that. When it comes to Crohn's, I'm in and out. Sometimes out a lot, meaning no problems, and I feel like, you know, there might be an in category, but I never really talk about it much because it happens often, but I still, a lot of the times, work through it. And very rare occasions do I have to cancel something because of a flare up or being unwell.
Yeah.
But I've had it forever. So it kind of is just another day, just a little bit more uncomfortable is kind of how I look at it.
God, you're a great woman though to keep it. They're the perfect excuse, you know, when you're not well, to not want to be on the stage, not want to be doing interviews or, you know, living the life that you, but you're just so upbeat and so positive all the time.
Well, I think part of that is when I have felt sad, when I have felt negative, I don't like it, first of all. And I don't like looking at our society and seeing all this negativity throughout the world. I really don't like it. So instead of whinging and whining about it, I have my beliefs. I keep it positive. And being kind when somebody's not being kind is you just kill them with kindness. And I found that even if somebody doesn't want to smile, eventually, because I'm so goofy and I'll keep on being happy and happy, I leave them with a little bit of like, ugh, she forced me to smile. Like, you may not be happy about it, but it really is something that makes my day when I can make somebody's day, because it feels so much better than thinking about the doom and gloom that we have in our lives. Just being aware of it is smart, but figuring out a way to counteract that reality. The one thing I can tell you when I did get cancer was I absolutely never thought that word would exist in the same sentence as my name. So I hated the word. It's a terrifying word. And one day I kind of saw the word and realized the first three letters are amazing. So I then was like, I had a different aspect of the word. And I was like, it no longer harbors negativity. So I try to have that perspective in a lot of things, is just finding some quirky way to make something that's negative not have power over me.
You're so right. Anastasia, when you come to Dublin, tell me a few songs that you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm doing all the hits. I got to do all the hits. I will have a very angry audience. So I think it's important when an anniversary tour is happening and you're celebrating your artistry and the fans, that you give them the hits they know, as far as the ones that were singles. And then the songs that are left, because I can't remember how many single-wise, but I think it's about, like, whatever, 14. And then I start to fill it in with songs that weren't singles, that were on other albums they may not have heard of, but it all fits in with my other music, because I don't feel like too many of my albums went in a different direction than an album that I did on another label right after I left Sony. It just, they tried to make me R&B and it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the only album that I felt I was kind of put in a direction that I wouldn't have gone in, but it's not like I didn't make good songs on it, but if I listen to it down, I'm just kind of like, it was a forced R&B album to me. I was singing it, but
wasn't you.
It didn't feel authentically me.
Yeah. Well, Anastasia, we can't wait to see you. You're going to be here in Dublin at the Olympia. Maybe you'll even pop into studio if I can twist somebody's arm. And I promise you, I'll wear a bra that day if I meet you in person.
Girl, I will still accept you braless and spray tanned and gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
You little naughty girl.
Thanks,
I know.
So much.
I should have been a DJ.
You should have been. Don't take my job. Okay.
I won't.
I'm off to get a bra on.
You too, girl.